Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on till 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Yeah, got the company to cat because I gotta get cat food tomorrow. There's only cat food upstairs, and that cat could be sitting. That's all right.
It's okay. Here we are. Why not? Round table. Scott's got a cat issue, but we can handle it all right.
We're the only ones that will.
At our age, what do? You handle it. You take it off.
I just turn the other cheek. I just let it go. Well, I mean, the cat food's in here anyway. It's not like there's cat food downstairs, but I ran out of the hard mix, so it's like it's no hard mix down there. Of course, he's hungry. I'm calling him Mooch.
Because he follows you around, tries to trip you all the time.
All the time. Five times, just from the kitchen to the living room about an hour ago. Five times he even goes under the dining room table and jumps out in front of me again. He goes, oh, it's unreal.
So here we go. It's another show. You have to laugh. This world is like, it's already in a handbasket going down. Isn't it funny that the only way out is for people to do it themselves? Isn't that really the only answer? What do you think, Scott?
I guess, couldn't agree more. It should depend on yourself and whether you do it in your mind or actually physically. What were we talking about?
If we depend on the system, we're going to hell.
The way out is to
stand up and do it ourselves, come up with something better. When did they ever think about us in this, like when you think about the profit margin and stuff?
You know, they always think about us in a profit margin. We're like, man. they're seeing dollar bills and gold piling up. And how about that the crypto guy? Like billions of dollars or something? He disappeared? Yeah. All those people got burned in that crypto deal. Holy man. It's
I forget his name, but that was a great name that he had.
I saw it on TV, man, earlier. And but the thing about it was, it's like he donated a bunch of money to the Democratic Party. So all that stolen money was going into the last couple of weeks. He dumped like $40 million or something into their campaigns in the weak states. They figured. I'm just saying, it's all jokes.
So right before the election.
Yeah. They knew it. Those Democrats knew it. This guy, he has no money. This guy just stole money, man, and spent it. Something.
The way it goes here.
Is that how crypto works?
I think his name was something banker or something, too. It was something weird.
All right. I'll look it up. We deserve it. I mean, because this station's involved with crypto, right? So someone knows.
Enough.
All right. I'll look the crypto crook. Here we go. The crypto crook. Let's see if he finds that.
The most recent one, and the ones that we know of, yeah.
Crypto crook.
Add some more people. And so we're all listener supported here. We are number one, the only place we know of that is listener supported like this and allows everybody in the world to come on and talk their piece, you know. And one of these days we're going to all work together and figure this out, and it'll be over at that point. Like, all we have to do is get along. They taught us not to get along, so that's how they play the game with us. But we're starting to learn.
I couldn't find it.
All their ways. It's all good. I think somebody like Sargent, if he comes on, would know. I think we got two feathers with us. You got two feathers?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Scotty?
Good. Hi.
Man, y'all wouldn't believe what I heard earlier. Y'all know how we're having that war in Ukraine and it's being funded by the United States taxpayers?
I heard earlier
that not only is it being funded by the taxpayers, but what they're doing is we just all heard about that gentleman that was 29, 30 years old that was... XRT cryptocurrency individual that lost billions of dollars.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, well, guess what? He was being funded through Ukraine, okay? And then what he was doing was any gains that he made off of those cryptocurrency investment XRT. He was turning around and sending some of the gains that he would get and support the freaking Democratic Party here in the United States, causing them to win elections by using that money.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, yeah.
You know what that's called?
All that money in.
Yeah, you know what that's called whenever they circle that money like that. You know what that's called, right?
Yeah.
Funneling money. What happens to us?
Funneling money. Vortex.
So what happens to us as American citizens when we funnel money here in the United States? We get buried under the jail, right? That's a crime. That's a federal offense, isn't it?
Well, they're all crooks.
Yeah, you got to be an uppity up to get out of it.
That's billions of dollars we're talking about, folks.
I think that's how we end up getting it back because of all the fraud. I think we got Shannon with us. Isn't that
I'm here.
Wow, hi.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Yeah,
up, lady trucker.
I just don't, this is how I argue this with people, and when it comes to money, like, the money itself isn't worth anything at all. Like, I don't know, like, how to explain it in an economist way, but has nothing, like, money isn't, like, it, because they can inflate it as much as they want to. Inflation is the problem, it has like nothing to do with money itself. It's the devaluation of your currency, your energy that you put out, you know. I mean people don't understand how inflation works. I mean, a house, you know, like 30 years ago, you could buy a house, you know, fairly cheap and live just fine. But they've made that impossible through inflation.
Well, we're at a time when it has to go high because of the debt that we're in. Like when we get up to $30 trillion in debt, they want higher prices for all their interest and stuff.
Yes,
you know, so
but
we can't even pay the interest on the loans.
But when do we say no? And that's why I say, like, when do you say no, we're not doing this? Like I said, if everybody said, hey, we're not going to pay the banks anything, we're not paying taxes anymore, then that's when you would really see the change. There's no reason to change. It's keep making conditions harder and harder for people to just live. So that way you're constantly focused on trying to stay alive. And you're not able to actually enjoy your life.
Well, I just got to ask this question once again. It's like, who do we owe this deficit to? The national deficit, this $30 trillion, $20 trillion. But who's stupid enough to lend anybody $20 trillion?
That's where I say the voting thing is horrible. Voting is horrible because we the people, we should be voting. When we vote, we should be voting ourselves. Like ourselves, we should be voting on whether we go to war and what we're allowed, what we spend and all that. But we elect somebody else. We hand over our representation of ourselves to somebody else when we vote.
That's the whole scam.
That's the problem. So I say, oh, like, you know, you and I, we go to the voting booth and we say, oh, we're going to vote for Fumble Nick, whatever his name is. And, you know, whoever, just whoever, Johnny Know-It-All.
Brain dead fella.
So we go, whatever. We just vote them in, whoever it is. Mitch McConnell, I'll throw Rand Paul in there. Throw Abbott, whoever, you know, and they get our power when we do that. So we lose, we say we give them permission to vote on our behalf for these outrageous spending bills. We give them permission. We're taking our power away from ourselves and giving it to somebody else. You're legally doing that when you vote.
I can see it.
I think, the people should be, like you, like all of us should be voting whether what we spend the money on. All of us should be voting whether we go to war or not. Not just our government shouldn't be voting for this. Like the people should.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the issue. And now we're doing the left and right crap. So it's like you're always going to have, it's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse because, you know, you have to have an opposite side, like the Democrats and Republicans are the same side, but you have to have an excuse of why you can't get something done. So you blame the other side because, like, I can't pass this bill or I can't do this or there's too many of them and not enough us. So they, you know, they're deciding everything. So, okay, so what are you doing then? What is the purpose for two parties then? If you got one party, they're the majority and they make all the decisions, then what does the minority party do?
And both parties just jump you back and forth between them.
Yeah.
And they're working together. They're
working
together against
it. Yeah. It's like playing, yeah, it's like playing a ball game that's already, like, laid out. You already, they already know who's going to win.
It's like the WWF or the WWE wrestling.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, like, I was talking to my daughter, right? She said, Mom, I don't know when I'm going to be able to go. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what are you worried about going? Going where? She's like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to move out. And I said, I know. I know you're 18. You're about to be 18. And you want to do your thing. And she said, yeah. But she's like, what if, like, I don't make enough money to live on my own? I'm like, I mean, that's really a hard thing that we're looking at right now. So people can say these young people are all lazy or whatever they want to say. This is why they're at their parents' house, because they're lazy. No, they're not making enough to take care of themselves because of inflation. You know, you can't take a kid out of high school. There's no freaking way anybody can tell me at 19, 20 years old, they could have paid $1,000 rent. Nobody can convince me of that. They were able to do it because the market, everything was much cheaper. Their money was based on backed on gold, or we just got off the gold standard, one of the two. It's time to hand over the country to the young people. Like, we just have people in there, they don't care. Like, they... Power is more important to these people. Their last 10 years of life, having power is more important than making sure, you know, our kids are okay. Like, they're not willing to give up their lobbying. Like, that, to me, that is insane. You're already billionaires.
It's
I just don't see the money. It's the power, but it's like, really? You need that much power? That much power? You have to hold. So you're telling me you'd rather see everybody else die in the world, like, as long as you get to have power, and you're probably not going to live but another 10 years.
It's not really their power. It's not their power.
They stole it.
They're possessed. They have to do what they do. Like, once you get to a higher level of money earning, you have to do what you're told. So at their level, even the president, they're doing what they're told. It's like God.
But how evil? I'm like, how... evil,
totally
though.
Evil.
How,
especially this time.
Like, how horrible is that? These people have been in there since the 60s.
Well, evil just means they won't let you live. You know, because it's the opposite, like, of living.
Even like you got like Henry Kissinger. How the hell is he still alive?
Because they can afford it. They can eat good.
I mean... he's in a freaking wheelchair. He can barely freaking move. Like, oh my God.
I don't know what to say. I mean, if we eat preservatives all our life, we're not going to be preserved well. You know? So those people at the top don't really do that. They eat the best foods. You know, the ones that haven't been touched by man.
Well,
so
I'm convinced that they're still alive because they're like they have cures to everything. Cures to everything. Yeah. They're just not going to let you have it. That's all.
That's right. That
and,
would be aligning with nature.
You know, so Nancy Pelosi can go home and get sloshed as much as she wants. Her liver's not going to suffer, because if she does get sick, she'll get a liver. She'll get another liver, like, tomorrow. You know? Yeah. you know, like you or I. It's like they won't even let you on the transplant list unless you're like in tip-top shape health-wise. Like, yeah, it's insane. Insane.
So who should be allowed to live longer if they have those cures? And, you know, like we've got so many people. And
I honestly think when it comes to health, my grandmother said the second she went to the doctors is when she kind of signed her own death warrant. And she was like, she was fine. She was fine. And so she started going to the doctor, like she said.
Yeah, because they kind of experiment on us.
That's exactly what they do.
It's a strange world. It's like we know there's a creator and nature takes care of us. But yet they come out with something like a vaccine to cure the common cold. And the common cold actually makes you stronger. But if you cure it without like getting the common cold, you're not going to be stronger. You're going to get weaker. So we're actually, you know, combating the natural way of, you know, making us stronger. And now everybody's afraid of the common cold, like, or the flu. So the future is going to be a bunch of fear, you know, instead of it making us stronger.
I see a lot of people waking up. I do. I really, really, really do. Because people are, like, people that, like, would have disowned me, like, 5 years ago are, like, my friends and family are coming back and embracing me, like asking me, you know, apologizing, asking me what's going on, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people are waking up to the BS, but the thing is waking up is good, but you have to have action at some point. And I'm not saying it has to be violent. It does not have to be violent. But...
No, it should be simple. It's like you said in the beginning about we should be deciding whether we go to war or what we spend our money on. And it would be easy these days because of the technology. We know what everybody thinks, even if you don't want them to know what you think. So it would be easy to get it right what we think.
Like, we should be, I just feel like we should be voting on the laws that govern us.
Everything.
We should be voting on wars, how our money is being spent, all of this stuff.
Yes.
It should be decided by us. And, like, we're giving that power over. And that's where I think we need to kind of wake up right there, because people are like, oh, I got to vote. People are mad because I didn't vote. And I'm like, no, like me, if I was like voting, like my vote actually mattered. Yeah, I would vote. But I'm handing over my power to somebody. So why would I do that? I mean, shit is already bad enough. So why would the same people that are screwing stuff up are the same people that are asking me to give them my power. Why would I do that? It's like the dumbest thing you can do.
Agree.
Well, I voted for myself, so I have no whatever guilt.
God,
right?
God,
I asked 8 people at least, you know, to vote for me, and no one really said like it.
It is very sad right now because, like, we're looking at, like, never owning a house, never having anything. Like, the whole be happy. And we're looking at, like, Fedcoin. A lot of people are talking about the digital currency is coming. It's like, well, what happens? Like, let's think about how someone could really mess you over by doing the digital currency thing. Like, people could say, oh, prep, 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 and all this and that. Okay. Well, if they usher in digital currency and you say something that they don't like, or you're deemed a quote-unquote domestic terrorist for whatever stupid reason, they'll freeze your account. And then they'll say, okay, we're going to kick you out of your house because you haven't been able to pay your taxes because we froze your account. So your supplies will be whatever you can carry on your bag.
But we know this now. You know, like, we know how it works. It's pretty obvious, like, what it looks like they're trying to do.
Yeah. So
isn't it just a time that the people start to think about, you know, what do we want it like? And we just do it our way.
It's
not a fight. It's just making
right,
sense.
We have to do it before they do it. Before they get this digital currency and they get that kind of control on us. Because what they'll do is, like, you can be homeless. Like, you be homeless and have nothing and not even be happy. Just die. Just roll over in a corner somewhere and die. Like, that's really what they think. Like, you say something we don't like, or you're thinking something that we don't approve of, we'll just freeze your account. We will starve you out. And you don't, not physically, like, you can have all the supplies you want, but you didn't pay that property tax, or you have a tent over there, you know, at a campground, and you can't pay your whatever, you can't pay the campground rent to pitch your tent there. You know what I'm saying? Go to jail. Now you're in a gulag. Like, what are we going to do?
I don't think we're supposed to be that dependent on the system. Like, we're actually made to be independent.
You know, like, yes, really, but how are we going to get that? How are we going to be able to?
By helping
that?
Each other. I think the best way, like, an answer to what you just said was if you had enough friends that could help you in situations like that, so that the government really doesn't get to play you. You know,
but why
so,
not?
Like,
why not stop
way.
It? Why? Like,
it doesn't.
Yeah, like, to me, it just doesn't make sense to just wait and just let them get that kind of control and say, "Well, we'll deal with it when it comes." Like, that just doesn't. I mean, it's like someone has a gun to your head; they're getting ready to pull the trigger, and you're just like, I'm not going to worry about it until they shoot me.
I think it's more like people are still seeing Thanksgiving and Christmas happening, so they're not in fear of what might happen yet.
Well, they go outside. Well, they go outside and they look around. They say, oh, Walmart's still open and there's cars on the highway.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. My phone still works. My phone still works and everything's okay. Normalcy bias is what got us in this mess. Cognitive dissonance. We are definitely like.
That's me. Cognitive dissonance. That's me.
Yeah, and normalcy bias. Like, well, I'm not going to worry about it because it's not really affecting what's going on right now with me. You know, like, I don't even want to think about it because it's probably not going to happen because it ain't happened now yet. You know?
I want to say about that. I feel like it's me, like, just, like, weighing both sides of the story. And I either, like, conceded both sides, and I just can't make up my mind a lot. So,
but that's the first sign of intelligence. They say that's the sign of intelligence, when you can actually see two sides of something and you can see both sides and you can look straight down the middle.
Yeah, there you go.
That's intelligence. That is intelligence. And I'm like,
the wizard gave me that diploma.
Not too many people have intelligence like that. I have it. You have it. Why not?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Is it where, you know, we're all kind of right. Like, but we're like, what do we do? Like, we don't, like, I don't want to live in a world like this. And, I mean, these just handful of people that have all of this power, like, how do we knock them off their high horse? How do we take things back, you know, and give it to the people?
Yeah, I don't think it's about knocking them off. I think it's about making sense of what you want to live like. And if people wanted to do it too, nobody could stop it. Like, that's the change.
Well, coming. Knocking them off their high horse isn't, like, violent. It's just, like, you're not right. In charge of what's going on.
Well,
so, like,
I mean it like there's no competition when it comes to good and bad. And these people are bad, so they don't have any good ideas. So if the good people come up with an idea what they want it to be like, that's the way it's going to go. We just haven't come together and thought about what we can do. And it's
and
not
like
about
Trump, like, I keep seeing people like Trump, 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 oh, Trump, this Trump worship. Like, people do realize he raised like over $100 billion and did not contribute one dime or contributed very, very little to candidates that were running. After Mitch McConnell cut funding for 8 of them. So you would think after Mitch McConnell cuts funding for 8 races in a candidate, 8 people, you would think Trump would say, oh, I raised over $100 billion. Here's some money. That's proof. That's just 100% like proof that he's in on it. And the Republican Party is in the toilets. And, like, people keep talking about how great this Governor Abbott in Texas is. Well, they're not understanding that Abbott was a part of Klaus Schwab's Young Leaders Program. People don't know that either.
Right. That was the guy
so
that was Gruesome Newsom.
Yeah. But Abbott in Texas. So is Tulsi Gabbard. They're all like Klaus Schwab Young Leaders. You can probably look
it
up.
And so we know how they planned everything. So why would we allow them to, you know, control everything like that? Why wouldn't we just set everyone in the world free? Like, isn't that what's going to happen next? We don't want to be nobody wants to be controlled. That's not living.
So
who would even come up with a plan that, who would come up with a plan to take every possibility away and force your will to bend your knee to them? You know, who would do that to you?
Very, very evil entities.
So wouldn't you think the majority of the people are good and they wouldn't do that to each other? And so really, these little evil geniuses really aren't that brilliant anyway. They're going to be outdone at this time in the world. Like, this is the end of a cycle. It's when, you know, everything's revealed. You know how it all works. They've done it all before 100 times. We can't let it
happen. Yes, they have, but this is the problem. Every time we go through a cycle, they kill everybody off. And it's like,
But they do. This is the most recent, like, this is the end of like a 20, you know, like we went through all the signs of the zodiac. We're back at Aquarius and it's supposed to be a new beginning. And this is like a cycle where, you know, the Earth has evolved enough to put away all the selfishness and actually, you know, think about what we could do, you know, if we weren't selfish. Because they just taught us, like, capitalism. And capitalism is crazy when you think about it. It's no better than all the other isms, you know. So now we've got to put away all these isms because they were all made up to keep us all confused and fighting each other and thinking that somebody else is bad, but we're good. And, you know, none of that's true. We all come from the same atom, you know? So it's like, you know, how do we even have differences still? So isn't that where we're really at? Like, when we realize that they're never going to fix it for us, we have to do it ourselves. And the majority is good. So it would end up being good that way.
It's always been
the minority that controls the majority.
We have a real problem too with like lawyers running our country. Like, our whole country is run by lawyers. So it's like when you have a whole country run by lawyers, then they can find a way around. You know, I just feel like lawyers is like we are. Every single one of them are lawyers at the end of the day.
Yes.
Conflict of interest.
They had a 13th Amendment right around Lincoln, and it said no lawyers or royalty, anything to do with British or, you know, anybody like that wasn't allowed to run in our elections. So Lincoln took that away or changed it because he was a lawyer. And that's been buried kind of, you know, so we should take it back to that kind of stuff. Nobody's self-interest should be elected. You know, like it should never have anything to do with that. There should be no value in self-interest. It's like you could set it up so nobody makes out on each other. But we didn't set it up, you know, like the minority set it up, the uppity up set it up, you know. So now we're stuck with their rule, and it shouldn't be a bunch of rules. You're supposed to have life, and life is like what you think, and you're supposed to have choices. So all these rules take away all your choice. And they confuse everybody. People don't even know what they're allowed to do anymore. They think they're criminals just getting out of bed now.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, like we were saying about, you know, the cost of taxes, and you never own your house, and everything's inflated to, you know, burden you, and you save all that money, but by the end of your saving, it's not worth what you thought it was when you were saving it.
No, and when you look at any currency, it has, like, one of these global elites' faces on it. I mean, here we have presidents. Here we have presidents. But, like, in Britain, they have, like, the queen and the king.
Yeah,
the Lord.
It's funny stuff.
I mean, like, it don't even, that's why I say, like, I don't even know why people talk about money. It's like, money ain't, money's what, it's not worth shit. So this is the thing, like, we have to ask ourselves, like, our money, like, why is our money not worth shit? And what do we do about it? Either if we don't, like, stop paying the price, if we don't stop paying the price, like, quit paying these people. Like, the whole country just needs to say, we're not paying rent, we're not paying mortgage, we're not paying car payments, we're not paying any kind of loans or anything else, we're not paying any of it.
How about stop paying taxes? Just stop paying taxes.
That's, I mean, all of it, all of it. I'm going for broke. Because taxes alone, that's going to say, okay, screw you politicians. But the banks are going to still keep up and rent, letting rent go up and up and up, up and up and up. These bankers are behind all of it. The bankers fund the politicians. So, like, we...
I think that's where the war comes in, you know, because they devastate everyone. And then the people that figured it out don't get a chance to make it right. You know, because if you continue the way we're going, we would fix everything. But the war is the only thing that's going to confuse everything. It's going to cost us everything if we go to war.
Well, they got to get rid of some of us. You know?
All of us, almost. There's too many of us that want to fix it.
So between war, vaccinations, and just all these weaponized things they have, I mean, it's... I don't know. I just don't understand, like, why we don't see the real the real people at the top are the bankers. Like, the bankers fund everything. Everything's funded. Everything is funded.
Well, we set it up so that people or families actually control everyone else. And it shouldn't be like that. You know, like, we shouldn't have kings and queens. And, you know, like, none of this stuff was ever good for the people. It's just like who had the power. Now we're at a point where power shouldn't get in our way of who actually, you know, like we don't need rulers anymore. And we don't need people to rule other people, like who's got the most money and stuff and can get anybody to do what they want because of the money. That kind of stuff has to go away. Like that's what the real revelations was for.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Yeah.
That's the banks. That's the bankers.
Right.
The bankers say, right, the bankers can decide, right. Yeah, they decide who gets a business and who don't.
Yes.
Like,
yes, who has
yeah,
the
like
yeah.
Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, like, shit. Like, they get to decide, like, oh, I'm gonna loan you $50 million. Like, you know?
Exactly. Or who hits the
I'm only gonna loan you $20,000. I'm only gonna loan you. They decide who. That's why I say it's the bankers more than, because if we could stop the bankers from doing this, like the stuff that they're doing, that's why people aren't gonna own a house. They can't get a loan because it's too big.
That's the big families though that control
yes.
all that.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
So they decide the fate of everyone else by the rules that they
yes.
make up, and yeah. you know, they decide how much you'll work and how much you get paid.
Yeah, don't forget that our tax money went to bailing out all the corps back in 2008.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
well, yeah.
They had it
to
all
fail.
The bank. Yeah, BlackRock, Vanguard, Sally Mae, Freddie, whatever his name is, all these other stupid ass individuals.
Right. But that leads me back to, like, right, to, like they're always talking about the deficit, like, you know, now it's at $20 trillion. I want to know who's stupid enough
30,
to lend out $20 trillion, and who? That's all fake. This whole money thing is fake. They print it up and they just use it as some kind of it's symbolism. But it's money is the root of all evil. Everything. Everything is a vortex. Everything comes down to that. That's what messed up everything.
Well, those are our chains because that's what the real war is. We're fighting the deficit, you know, like how much we owe. And we can't start businesses. We can't buy new houses. We can't afford anything. To who? You really want to know
well,
who?
Well, that and, you know,
yeah,
the bankers.
I you can go Rothschild. Right. Don't, so I don't even want to go there because that's all fiction.
No,
too. I mean, as real as it is, it's still like, you know, anyway.
It's
off
like,
$20 trillion. How about that bomb landed in Poland, killed two people? They said it was a Russian missile. But it's probably a Ukrainian missile that got...
That was the Ukraine's... The Ukrainians have a like missile battery to fight off missiles.
That's what
and
it probably
two
was.
Of their two of their missiles from Ukraine went over the border,
and
they're trying to put it on Russia.
Yeah.
Well, for these climate people, these green people, they're so oh my god about the planet. Do they realize people are like our heads of our government are doing nuclear tests and stuff in the ocean. Like, this is the thing, like,
they're
so you worried about...
The aliens aren't going to
So, hold on, you're worried about how much gas I'm using in my car, but you're setting off nuclear bombs in the freaking ocean. That, like, okay, all right, that's nice. But you're worried about how much gas I use in my car. But there's nuclear bombs being, like, test bombs in the ocean. Like, that's great. Like, that's so much, that's okay. But God forbid I want to drive to Texas or something from Ohio, you know, in my personal vehicle. Like,
but we're not supposed to have so much freedom. Like, we're being controlled right now.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
so
the whole thing is about control.
Yeah, and it's about breaking people, because if some people like us on Red Radio don't get broken, then they know who goes against them. You know, so who's going to stand up against them? And they're seeing how many they've got against them right now.
Well,
they're still doing
in?
Stupid.
I know who could stand against them. Like, how about the president of the United States? The president of the United States, he just tells this guy who we owe $20 trillion to. It's like, you know what, we're not paying you. And then we're all happy, man. I think everyone
so you're wondering who we owe. Like, Chinese.
I just can't imagine some guy sitting on the hill, in the house on the hill, thinking like, man, the United States owes me $20 trillion.
But that's what they wanted. They wanted to sort of see that.
Can't be real. It's all fake, man. It's a scam.
Well, no, it's real in a way. It's just that it's not right for us to pay it back. We really didn't make the debt. Like, we got set up.
The deficit don't belong to us. The deficit is what our leaders had decided. Like, it's like if I spend a bunch of money and I say, you know what, I racked up my credit card like $50,000 or something, but I think I'm gonna have you pay it for me. Like, what?
Exactly. But they don't do anything to make the money.
Is it really we owe the money to our government? Because the government, I mean, think
the
about
Federal
it.
The Federal Reserve isn't. The government isn't probably federal, paid the people. It's private.
I would think our government paid the people.
Well, they're claiming that.
Yeah, but really, we owe it. They're saying we owe it to them, so it's fake.
We have a deficit because of our spending. And our spending is out of hand. Like, that's what all this war crap is and stuff. Like, the COVID thing, you said $300 billion or something went to schools that didn't know what to do with it and stuff. Well, look at all the money they spent, like $1 trillion or something, to talk us into the COVID shot, you know, which was a total bogus. So they had to pay off how many people to get them to go along with it? Like, all the hospitals had to get paid to kill people. It was more money made to kill people, you know. So and then they then we bought all those vaccines and stuff. So this is why we're in debt. This is the way they spend.
Yeah.
You know, and they're always making excuses for spending, and we're never going to get paid up. You know, like, why would we ever? Who wants to pay for all their spending anyway?
I mean, the annual budget is like $1 trillion or something, but $1 trillion is really like 1,000 billion. You know, so then $1 billion is 1,000 million. So this is just money that nobody can comprehend.
Well, and they're at the same time they're taking like, I don't know, a good third of my paycheck. So to pay this.
That's how they spend it.
So that's what they're doing, and I'm like, well, I mean, it's bull. It's complete bull. It's what it is they found a system to replace slavery.
Well, yes, right from Lincoln. He didn't free the slaves. He made everybody a slave. So now we've got everybody working all the time, and they can never make their bills. And it's easy for them to set it up that way. The question is, when do we get to set it up so it's not like this and we actually have life? Like, fairer for the little people that pay for everything. And it's only going to happen when we decide, not them.
Well, that's why I said, like, we can decide to quit paying the system. Like, I mean,
we
like,
should.
I think it's absolutely.
Start a new system.
It's absolutely insane.
We start a new system and we pay that instead.
It's crazy. I pay almost $1,000 in rent every month. And it's really crazy that someone who has their house paid off, that they still pay.
Yeah, it never ends. But that's the way it was set up.
Yeah. And then they take my money.
When you die, too.
And then they do a paycheck tax, and then they do an income tax, and then they do everything is just like half of your money goes to taxes, and like you hardly live, like you are, we're all living in like on slave wages. So when.
What the market
you have,
is there.
Yeah. And when you have this divide between like the older people and the younger people, like the media or Fox or whoever will just tell older people who are watching Fox, like, the young people are just lazy and they're complaining and they just don't want to pay their bills or whatever. So they get them to tell us that we're lazy, and it just pisses us off. It makes us, like, bitter and mad to them. You know what I mean? It's you create that divide. So then you have that, and then you have race, and then you have gender. And they find, like, a million ways to just keep people from understanding each other.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, we're working together.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I think it's complete bullshit. Like, Social Security, you can't live on the Social Security today. Like, are you freaking crazy? Hell no, you can't live on no damn $800 or $900. What? Like, what? Just like, you know, a kid working at, you know, a fast food place or a gas station. They can't freaking afford, they're basically the same thing. It's, they're not making shit either enough to live. They're making money, just not enough to live. Like, if you're not making at least $1,000 a week or more, you're struggling. You're struggling. And that's bad. That's horrible. That's horrible.
Well, Shannon, here's a question. Like, when you were 18, like, how long did it take you to get your first apartment or house? Whether you're sharing with, like, a friend or, you know.
I was on low income housing at first when me and my daughter's dad split up.
All right, but you got a house, but you whether you were renting it or paying a mortgage,
I'm still renting.
Right, I got out of mine when I was 18.
But I did it. I was on assistance.
I had to share with somebody until I got married. I was always like buddying up and stuff. But it's like, I don't think kids can't do it on themselves today, or they just have to do the same thing I did, you know, or what you did.
But
shack up.
I mean, but it shouldn't be like that, because most
it
people.
It always was.
I don't know, because my daughter's grandma says she just was able to just graduate from high school, and she was making, back in the 60s, she said she was making $9 an hour. And she bought her first house.
Well, here, like, you go, Tony. Houses were $11,000 in 1960.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, it's inflation. And that's where I say, like, this is where the divide, where people can't understand each other.
Right, that same, like, house is going for $250,000.
Yeah. There's same no house. Way. But the thing is how many banks are going to loan anybody, no matter how old they are, what bank?
That's what freaks me out. I don't know what the hell's going on, because they put this giant complex up on the end of New Falls and Tyburn. Tony, and long story short, these places were going for $500,000 a piece, man, and there had to be 100 units, and they sold the frick out. So. I don't know, $500,000 a piece, man.
Hundred
freaking houses. I'm just saying, we're talking right on the border of Levittown and freaking Morrisville. Are you kidding me? Hmm. I mean, there's not even mountains and hills. It's like there's train tracks and a highway right there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know any. I bet you it's probably not young kids or younger people and.
Who's buying these freaking places? I don't know anybody. I really don't know anybody.
A lot of people are moving out of the New York City area and stuff. And to them, it's like country there compared to New York City.
Yeah.
And they can still commute. They can still commute to New York City. It's
that's 4 hours a day. 4 hours commute in a day. Unless you just stay up in New York.
Well, I don't think it's the people that go to work every day. I think it's the people that can afford to leave the city.
Okay.
All right, then why don't you just go like about 30 miles or 20 miles northwest of New York City and get rural where it's beautiful?
They should. They should. I don't get it. It's probably, they probably sold out of that area, and they're stuck with your area now. Because so many people are moving out of the city.
Like, imagine being a parent right now and you're raising small children. Like, I mean, there's no way. Like, you can't do it. You can't do it without assistance. And like, you should be able to, but it's just like, I no flipping way. No flipping way.
Well, my kid's no doing way. It. My oldest kid's doing it. He's doing it, man. He's doing, like, really freaking well. And he's, like, he's right in the system. And him and his wife, she's about to become partners in some kind of insurance company. And he's in technical stuff. No less light switch. And I'm just saying, I can't believe it. These are kids that are just as crazy as me growing up. You know, and so I'm impressed. So it is possible. Now I got two more kids.
I don't know. Maybe your son. Maybe your. Right. Maybe your kid. I don't know.
Some people.
It
could be the creator shining on them. I don't know. But they're into it. They're into it.
They still had good parents, and they had an upbringing. You know what I mean? It's different. For example, me, I didn't know what credit was. Nobody ever taught me anything. I didn't have no parents. So I figured out real quick what credit was. Like, but I had to do everything was like the hard way. And you're talking about like most lower class and middle class people are doing it the hard way because they don't, like, the system is not, like, it's not like you can just get rich quick anymore.
It takes two, though. It takes a man and a woman to do it. I'm thinking. I don't think one person can do it. Now, that whole switch back in the late 60s, 70s. I don't know how one person can make it on their own.
I mean, that's what you have. And that's what you have. You have a bunch of people trying to do everything by themselves. And it's not the same environment. It's not the same world. I mean, I know so many single moms.
Yeah, that's not a lot. That's different. There's probably more now than there was when I was.
Oh, it's.
I've always been.
Easily 80%. Easy.
So I have to just say it was all planned to get us like this.
Yeah, I agree.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And here we go again, round two. Why not five? And we've got Shannon, we've got Two Feathers and Scotty and Paul. And we're going through the hell that they've given us and deciding whether we even deserve that kind of stuff. Like, isn't it interesting that we don't get a say in anything at this point because the people that, you know, put everything together didn't really, you know, want to know what we have to say about it. Because it's so freaking evil these days that you know, they couldn't ask you what you feel like about it. And then they don't think people are worthy of anything because they've got too many of us. And you have to wonder, in a creator world, how they get away with murder. And I'll just open it up to that. And we are all listener-supported. We are number one because the people that listen to this actually can participate, too. Like, how great is that? And we're going to figure it out. Like, it's the little people that actually know what it feels like. And that's how you get something better out of it. I think the whole thing is set up this way for a solution. Like, that's how the creator does things. And it's not about, like, some God coming down and getting your back. It's about us being able to do anything. Like, we just don't know it yet. So let's see. What do you think of this world and what we're going to do next?
I don't know. No, but I'm going to piggyback off something Scott said. Like, he said it takes two. But there was a time in America where the man, like, this is before women entered the workforce. The man would just bring home the bacon and the woman would cook it. You know, it was like that at one time. One income could support an entire family. Now we have this situation where it should, even like single parents shouldn't struggle because one income should support the family. And there was a time when they could have, when they could. I don't know.
My mom it went just, to work in 1964, 62. So that's when I guess the crunch hit my family.
So, yeah. But
both parents were, yeah.
It's like as soon as they had the whole population working, then they're like, oh, we can really get rid of the gold standard, you know? It's like it's crazy how it was done. It's definitely been weaponized every which way. It's just sad.
Right.
I'm never going to understand money. I just don't freaking get it.
I don't either. Well, I'm with you.
It's just something that you think you could have more because of it, you know, so somebody can control your future by money. And we've got to stop thinking that way. Like, we're really made up of all the knowledge that we have, which is really more valuable than anything else.
Let me say
this.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
The way money's supposed to be worked, okay? Now, this is for the people that want to get on the chessboard and play chess, okay? The way money's supposed to work, if they would have let money work in the way that it was supposed to, not sending billions of dollars to send Uncle Fauci over there to give everybody a lollipop to take a COVID shot, and billions of dollars now we come to discover, more and more about money we're coming to discover of what they've done with the billions and billions and billions of our dollars. Now, Shannon's case, for example, she's supposed to be in a house, not an apartment with her daughter. That's the way banking, we're supposed to be out here in these professional jobs making six-figure income. We should have a church that would back us in our statements of what we make because we're rightfully trying to do this thing right. What was the old saying they used to tell us back in the day? If you're reliable and dependable, you will get raises working for our company, a corporation. And then we're supposed to be, especially in these professional jobs that we hold today, we should be making six-figure incomes without question. Now,
let me finish.
In a six-figure income, you would have, you know, you'd be able to have that money in the bank where you walk in and say, well, I feel like building me a shop outside back of my home that I built that I didn't have to pay 30 years as a mortgage because I'm wealthy enough to where I could do a 15-year loan versus a 30-year, right? Because you're making good income. That's the way money's supposed to be lucrative enough to be able to be distributed. Okay, so now you walk into the bank and then you say, I want to borrow $5,000, $10,000 to build me a shop outside back of my home. Sure, just sign right here. That's the way bank is supposed to work. Not that they bring you out back and they rape you and pull you by your hair and say, let me beat you with a hammer just because your name is you're friends with Nancy Pelosi and her husband.
I gotta say this. It's like my Social Security. I got a 5% raise this year, right? Or last year. But the inflation rate went up 6%, I believe, or 7%. Yes. So I really lost my, and now it just went up to, anyway, didn't it go up to like 11 or something?
Yes.
So that's how they dick you.
Yeah.
That's
what I say. Like, I could technically live on $500 a month if a loaf of bread was 25 cents, if rent was $100. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could technically live. It's the inflation. So if you're making six figures and everybody's making six figures at their company, then. I mean,
they're charging seven figures for everything, and
that's how they keep you coming for the credit too. Like, you have to keep getting loans and shit,
and then you wind up in debt because now the debtors in loan in debt to the creditor. You see, and that's the way you're always gonna be because you're gonna be part of the poor. Because it's like you got to get on your knees, make sure you put lube around your lips. Do you get my picture? So the thing is, that's where they got you. They got you bent over a barrel. You see? And that's not the way bank is supposed to work.
Yeah, they're not supposed to put you on the hostro, but they do. You know, it's not supposed to work like that. I mean, that's why I say, I think we make enough. I do. But I feel like what we're making, this is where I'm coming. Listen to where I'm coming from. What we're making we should be able to comfortably live on it. That's the thing. I'm fine with what I'm making, but I'm not okay with how high my rent is. I'm not okay with my energy bill being doubled. I'm not okay with my gas being, you know what I'm saying? So
if we're going to play in this type of world, then we should let people come up, raise the standard of living if we're going to, and let us all play, be a player in this game. You know, let us all be a player. If you're going to send out money overseas, and you're going to let people just steal money and create these freaking bio lab technologies, you know, then let us all play in the wake of what's going on there.
But they're not. They're not.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Like I said, I would be fine. Like, if my rent was like $600, I'd be cool with that. If I could buy a house, you know, for $50,000, I'm cool with that. You know?
Right.
I'm fine. Like, I have no problem. But the thing is when you put my rent up to almost $1,000, now I can't save anything to buy a house.
Sure. Exactly.
So
that's where they want you.
Inflation. And then this depopulation thing. What they did, they call this the fourth industrial revolution, right? So what they did is they used human labor a hell of a lot more back when the first industrial revolution hit. We was manning everything. Well, now technology took over. There's those jobs. So they used us to build their empires. Now they're like, shit, there's too many of you guys because we don't need you. So we have to get rid of you because you're not useful to the system. It's all about providing the system with what the system needs to sustain itself and to keep getting more powerful. But it was cool when they needed us. When they needed us at GM before they closed the damn plants, we was doing good. You can make it like a real good living working at General Motors. But as soon as they closed those doors, they went overseas. They found somebody to do it cheaper. Computers also took over for what most humans would do. Matter of fact, my friend has a mom, right? Obviously she does. Everybody has a mom. But my friend's mother was like CEO, head of this hospital, right? They got rid of her position. They said she was no longer needed, and they're not looking to fill it anytime soon. And, hold on, they took half of her retirement.
How do you do that?
Oh, they said they just don't have it. They don't have the money. So she had to settle on 60%, almost half. They gave her 60% of her retirement. Of her, yes. And then they told her, they said, you can go on unemployment. We're not going to fight you on that. And we'll give you a year's salary. And that's it. That's all you get.
Yeah, we'll see you later. But let me go put on the back room. I got the big boot in the back room.
Yeah. Right. So these pensions and these 401ks, they're about to start taking y'all money. They're about to start taking your shit.
So therefore, Two Feathers' language of what he speaks doesn't sound too bad, does it?
Well, I mean, I don't get the six figures. I don't understand that because a lot of these companies have professional jobs,
my lady. We have professional jobs. This ain't no ice cream truck delivery. This is big time. We're in the big time.
I think the point is that you don't need more money.
If you're an owner, less cost.
I don't know. You know?
If we're going to play the dog game, the cost then let me play it all the way.
But Two Feathers,
shouldn't be so high.
Two Feathers, if I make six figures, if we make six figures and all of us make six figures, you realize like rent will be like $5,000. A loaf of bread will be like $40.
All right, like, let me say this, though. Let me say this,
come
though.
On.
But if you choose to go out there and shoot needles in your arms, it's not my fault. You know,
that has nothing to do with it.
I'm becoming a millionaire while you shoot needles.
I mean,
you know?
Not us.
I don't know what you're alluding to.
But that gave me an idea. If you had a hypodermic, if you had a hypodermic needle and you had a dry turkey, why can't you just take the juices from the turkey and shoot it into the dry turkey? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could actually save a dry turkey coming out of the oven if you cook it
right.
too long.
Because listen to me. The reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, because realistically, they're not going to lower prices back down to a loaf of bread being 50 cents and milk being a dollar. You know, they're not going to do it. They won't do it. So if we're going to play in this type of world of currency that's going to be, you know, highly inflated, then inflate out. Because this is where, let me put you on a logical level of what I speak. They keep raising inflation every 3 months. They keep raising. I don't know if y'all pay attention to the federal funds.
I do.
They raise it every 3 months. They're raising. The Fed raises the freaking they raise inflation every 3 months. So every quarter, they call it every quarter. So if they're raising, they keep raising. Well, why doesn't our income, every time they raise inflation, why not raise the freaking income level?
I can see what they're trying to do, and we should all be able to see it. They're trying to crash our economy so they can usher in their digital currency.
Yeah, that's been said.
I said, like, we got to quit. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's we've already let it just spin out of control, and I'm saying before they start this digital shit, we all need to quit paying. I mean, pay like your cell phone bill or your electric bill. Keep yourself, you know, take care of yourself. But man, screw these banks. They can't put the whole nation out. They can't evict every single person out of there. They can't. They ain't got the manpower. They don't even have enough paper to print up for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't just hit everybody. Like, you can't put everybody. You can't evict the whole nation. And you can't repo every car in the nation at the same time either. Like, I mean, there's certain things just so they don't. I know, but I'm spreading the word. This is what I'm saying. This is what we need done. And I'm hoping enough people hear it. So they can at least get the idea of what we got to do.
I think it's going to have to be helping each other some so that we can do something about it. Because
but how
we're
do you help
so
each
reliant.
Other? But how do you help
we
each
really
other?
We need the system right now, and we shouldn't be so needy.
Why do
but
we
how
help
how do
each
you
other?
Do, how do you do that when, this is what I'm saying.
Don't let anybody
you can help me.
Starve.
We can help. I mean, we can do that all we want, but they're still going to starve because you realize, like I said, they will come over and tell you, like, you got to move off of this land. We are going to put you in jail. Like, you know, like you can try to set up your own little tent city or live in the woods or whatever, but they're going to come up in there eventually and say, all y'all motherfuckers got, excuse me, sorry, I didn't mean to use that. All y'all got to go. You guys got to go. You're evicted. Like, you know, your property. I don't care if you bought this land or not. There's taxes that are owed on it. So you got to go.
So if you had that money in the bank, you'd be like, well, got
to
go pick it out now.
If you, this is the thing, like, they still gonna, no matter what, they still gonna try to find a way to either get it out of you physically, or are they gonna put you in jail and get it out of your institute? You know, they gonna do it. They gonna find a way to make the money off of you. And this is what I'm saying. Like, everybody gonna have to work together. Stop paying them that. That's how you work together. You help each other by everybody not paying. When you see the price.
When you see in the wake of like, say like for example, for yourself, like you live in an apartment, I could see like, you know, for 6 months to a year, oh, I want to go move by my cousin. That's where she lives. You know, you go move over there and you say, we're looking for a house right now. And in the wake of you having that nice banking account, you know, you can say, well, Suze, I want you to come live with me or whatever. I'm going to put you down in the basement in a chamber. And you you can go live in a chamber.
Saying,
I
like,
got dug out in the bottom in the cellar.
Me personally, I don't want nobody living with me, and I don't want to live with nobody. That's me, and I'm so sorry, but I'm like,
I was hoping to have a room.
But yeah, nobody
It would be easy to set up places that you could have for people that need a place to go.
But they still gonna have, everybody still gonna have to pay. And like, how do we get out of paying?
Well, everybody has value, so
you
gotta stop with
this
the
is
paying.
The thing. You can't get
everything
out of
everything we do has value.
But you can't get out of the system and still be paying the system.
What is money?
That makes sense. Exactly.
The way to get to a better place is to help someone else, not yourself. So. It would be easy
I mean,
to
yes.
fix this.
I mean, spiritually,
money
yes.
Money is the root of all evil.
What is money?
Only what you do with it.
It's the love of money.
It's just an exchange. It's a way of, you know, like controlling people, or it's a way of putting a value on your time, you know, so like you could be a valuable person. And I think everybody has value. Like, whatever you find to do, you should be at least able to eat and sleep somewhere. So we got to stop putting people off because there isn't enough work. Because that's all how they're setting it up to screw
us over. And when you look at how they screwed, like, how they screwed over older people, and people, like, older people don't even realize why their Social Security is so low, why their amount that they get is so low. Because back when they were taking it from you, it was the inflation wasn't there. So they were like, oh, well, you're going to have enough to live on because it don't cost as much to live. Right now, it's 1980 or 1970, and we're taking $3 a week, you know, or some crap. Like, you know, and they saved, they said, oh, well, we saved it all, sent an account for you. I get it. Like, I get the letter saying how much I have in Social Security. But by the time I'm old, that money that I saved when I was younger for Social Security that they took out of my check, it ain't going to be worth it. The inflation's going to be like times whatever that amount. You know, like when they're taking it from you, they're going based on how much living expenses are at the time they're taking it, not 30 years from now when you're retiring. That's just
what
crazy.
What do you think the maximum that people can be pushed at this point in America?
They used to say 50% tax is enough for people to stop taking it.
Who?
We just don't realize.
Who else is on the call?
I think I can.
Okay.
Here.
I think I can too, but damn, it's hard. But no, I mean, like, it's great. Like, I just don't see how we can. I don't know. I don't know how much. Like, people are just sitting down and taking it, and they're not even talking about it. People don't even bitch about it anymore. Like, they're so conditioned.
There's no solution in the system that we have because it's set up to fail. We're supposed to have already failed by now, but they keep printing money, and our money is almost worthless. You know, so it's just a matter of when it's going to fail. And really, you can't fix it. So it's the only choice we have or chance we have is to come up with a new way that doesn't cost us an arm and a leg from now on.
I mean, I guess what? You could go live in California on, what is that street that they always, where all the homeless people are? But I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live in like a... What is that place in California everybody lives on? I think I can't help me out. I can't think of the name of it.
I don't know.
I don't know, but there's a whole bunch of homeless people just camped out. It's probably all over in California now at this point, but...
The funniest thing was...
It's a specific street, and I forget what it's called.
The funniest thing was that the most expensive place to live in California is where the homeless want to hang out, too. And they're up in arms about it.
A homeless, someone won't allow themselves to be conformed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the point. They don't want to come back to control.
Right. Part of it, but there's a lot of drug use and a lot of prostitution, too. It's not the safest place.
That's actually a business, you know, both of those. So you're going to have
that, I don't know,
because of being homeless. Like, especially what else are you going to make money off?
I mean, especially if you have children. I'm sorry, but I don't want to have me and my daughter living in a tent next to a, you know, a heroin user. You know what I mean? I don't want that.
I think
school on that.
No choice coming soon. Like, if you don't do something about it soon, you're going to end up on the streets. All of us.
Right. Placing yourself next to somebody that is doing those things is on that individual. You can take your child and go camping. That's just the same thing as being homeless. You're in a tent? No. What, because you have some money?
I don't know. I just don't want to. I would be okay with like a.
If
I would be okay with like
they're druggies, then that's what I'm gonna be doing more than likely too, right?
Yeah, probably. But
so if we put ourselves in those situations, we put ourselves where we want to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll be no choice because that's the way the system goes.
Like you were saying, Shannon, there's the homeless is growing and growing and growing because people. Normal people that are still working are living in their cars. They're living on the streets because they're only making this much money and rent costs that much money and it's either rent or food. I would rather eat well than to worry about, you know, somewhere to have to live.
But I just feel like we shouldn't have to. It shouldn't be like this.
The solution is to stop paying taxes.
Because the people that are in control of, like, a lot of it has to do with local government, and a lot of it also has to do with the mortgage companies, and because the more your property tax increase, the more your house is quote unquote worth on the market. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what they think.
So,
well no, the more your house is worth, the higher your tax, then they reevaluate the situation, then they raise the tax.
Well, I mean, that has to do with where you're at, your property.
But that's in a boom.
Where you live.
That's a boom economy. When the economy's bust, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
You know, like now
we're
overinflated. So we're all going to lose.
I think we're going to hit another 08 crisis.
Sure.
But I don't think rent is going to go down. Rent, I don't think it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? Like
rent.
Rent didn't go down after 08. Did it?
Rent. I don't see rent going down, but I see the price of a house going down. But I don't see rent going down.
Well, right, because if I'm a landlord and I'm hungry too, why would I lower my rent? If I become accustomed to a certain lifestyle, you think I'm going to lower my lifestyle by letting other people, you know, basically take my food away?
So somewhere down the line,
I would more than likely increase it again.
Yes.
I would more likely be happy to kick someone out just to throw $100 of paint on there to get an extra $200 a month.
Right.
Yep. Why are we all living in selfish and greed? Why do we choose to obtain and be obsessive and obsessive instead of living and being?
We're taught that way. Right on. It's not us.
I don't consider myself greedy because I don't want like a mansion. I don't have to have like 2 bedrooms, a full finished basement. I just want like a little freaking 2-bedroom house with a little bathroom, a kitchen, you know, just a basic house.
You know you want to lock me up in your basement and chain me to the wall.
Oh, God.
I think it's easier to build something small than I think that's the problem.
I mean, like, but they charging for that. Like, it, because the building, the builders who build the house are like, well, damn, you know, they're looking at the market too. Like, how much can I charge more? Everybody's looking at how much more I can charge. You know,
right? But at some point, it doesn't cost that much to build a house.
I don't know.
Like, how do you charge $300,000 for a house that costs you $30,000 to build?
Well, see, and to me, greed. To me, greedy is like, I think I can. I'm gonna say to me, greedy is like you want more than what is needed for yourself. Just like you want, like if I wanted a mansion and I just have one freaking kid, you know what I mean? Like, why would I need a 5-bedroom? You know, I don't need a 5-bedroom.
Could we still have the dungeon?
I'll starve you to death. Don't play with me.
The worst way to go.
But like greed, like to me, if I was a landlord nowadays, I'm not even gonna lie. If I was a landlord, I don't honestly, the type of person I am, I wouldn't up the rent on my tenant. I wouldn't. But that's me. Like,
but
your hydro
went up 3%. Your gas went up. Your insurance went up. Everything else went up.
Yeah, but you can do it. So now you're negative. Not really. I'm still making money. I'm still making money at that point. I just go up with the inflation instead of going over the inflation.
Increase it
like maybe like 40 bucks, 3%, something. Yeah. You don't have to make it like, well, last month it was 700. Now it's 900. And then like 2 months from now, it's going to be 1,000. Like that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
Yes. That way you allow someone to like get some kind of ground footing with their job situation because you got to remember people that are renting from you, they're going through something, and that's the problem with the landlord. You know, they can't even gain the knowledge of what a lot of you imagine how humiliating it is for people. I'm not saying all people, I'm just saying some people, like, you know, you might have your boneheads out there that are just wasting time and not really wanting to do too much of nothing. You know, just they don't care if they just barely get by. You know, but you got some single mothers out there or single fathers, you know, they're really struggling. Put the pieces together.
Some. Right, 56% of American youth that are at the age of 30 or between 18 and 30. 56% of them live at home in America.
Yes, and that's what I was trying
to say. So how does a man feel like a man if he's living at home and he's 30?
Then I talked about that earlier. I told all these guys, I said, look, these kids are not going to be able to make it. My daughter's worried. My daughter's like, Mom, like, I don't think I'm ever going to get out of your house. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, but I think I'm always going to
plan. The plan is to not be successful so they can't have a family and procreate because we're in a population control time.
Yes.
You know, so they took away all of our potential, and the only way out of this is to stop the system. Like all the systems, why do we have control and rule? And you know, like they're going to change what your life is depending on what they decide. Why wouldn't it be what the people that go through it decide?
Because you know, we have political royalty.
Except that's that what we when have. They get to. When they get to an election like the last one and you know they're cheating again and they haven't solved anything from the one before that they cheated to win, you start to say that none of this is, you know, the way it should be. And the real people of the system are going to want to get out of it. We're going to want to stop doing this to each other. This isn't benefiting anyone.
Like, I was talking to a friend of mine, right? He's a truck driver, and he said, do you realize if something happened, like, medically with any of us and we lost our CDL, like, tomorrow? He said, do you realize we'd be on the streets, like, within... Yep. He said, that's crazy. And he said, like, what if you just couldn't pay your property tax? What if it came down to just property tax? Like...
Yeah, we're all set up like that. We're all like right on the edge of losing everything, even with just a, you know, bad health for a little bit. But that's the way the system has been planned. And that's why I keep saying
they threaten with tax. So why pay your tax? If everybody stopped paying tax, they couldn't fight you at all.
I said that. Go to HR in the morning, every single one of us, and say we have thousands of dependents, and they're not our children. They're the politicians. So I have like 5,000 dependents. How many politicians are in the country? Those are my dependents. Screw yourself.
I agree.
That's actually, it's true, actually, when you think about it.
There's your paycheck tax. And then your property
the other
tax.
Thing is that
it'll
they don't
go.
Follow the rules. They don't follow any of the rules anyway. They get away with murder. So why are we doing everything we're told? You know, we're not the bad people. We wouldn't even act like those people at the top.
My whole thing, this is my rule of thumb, do no harm.
Right.
As long as you're not hurting anybody.
That all has to change. That's the real future. When we actually, you know, change the rules to only one rule. Like you don't need 1,000 rules.
It's a damn shame, though, because it's legal for the government to print as much money as they want. But if you or I get, like, a printing press and print money, it's illegal. Like,
no,
but you're doing it.
Just establish the merit, a.k.a. credit. And you can. Just like what's his name did with FDX there that just recently went down, a protege of JP Morgan that's been doing it for years with the silver market and gold market. Well, just pay
you print your own coins.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
there's many people that have done it and that still do it, and corporations. They're in corporations to the corporations. That's how they get away with it. They just pay a fine, keep doing it and doing it.
Like, I could put Why Not's face on a dollar and say this is worth $1,000.
If he had $1,000 in a bank account, you sure could. You can legally do that.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be money. It could be just anything you make. You know, but it still has a value to trade with.
Yeah, it does.
And that's what really is going on anyway. We all have a value. And somebody's trying to say we don't have a value, that we're worthless to them.
Right. And that's what GDP to debt ratio is all about. Why Not can pick me, let's say, 10 pounds of dandelions worth $1 a pound. And he's good for the next 15 years. So he's mm-hmm. available to produce this much, so therefore I can take that and say that this, and it, that's how they do this. A town's yes. worth so much, a school's right. worth so much, a hospital's worth so right. much, because everything's we bad. Are the currency. We are the yes. motion.
And that's why they let people over the border, so they can add more debt.
Right.
And it's really all debt.
But see, I don't have a problem with people coming over the border. I don't personally. I don't have a problem with people. But
I don't either.
I mean, I guess I don't want like bad people, obviously, over here. But I mean, I feel like our government is just they find a way to do shit. I don't know. Right. It's just like we're so separated.
What yeah. Tony is just saying though is that. Let's say everybody in the Western America right now owes $100,000. That's the GDP to debt ratio. Now, when they bring in more people from anywhere else in the other places of the world to America, they're lowering the GDP to debt ratio.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
gotcha.
They're eligible for more funds, but they take the funds. Now, because they took the funds, are you $100,000 in debt? No, likely more than 100. You're probably $103,000 now in debt.
Well, and, yeah, because the interest.
Did the country get any richer? No, because they're pocketing that money that they're taking. They're moving slaves.
It's all
we're slaves.
Yeah, it's an excuse.
We're merchandise. We're goods, and that's what Jesus said we were. His words, not mine.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be the collateral, you know. No. And our value is more about the knowledge that we accumulate, you know, what we can do for others.
Like, it's wrong that we're being traded on the stock market like we're cattle, like we're really stock. Like
we are, our houses are, our cars are, our food is, everything. Even this data that we're streaming right now.
But we're not standing up to the uppity-ups. We're supposed to be just as much.
Oh, we're all standing
you know, so,
up.
But you have to take your place, and then they can't do these things to you. Like, we're not a bunch of peasants that need to be controlled.
It's about unity, and what did I say before? People are afraid to take an hour out of their day.
But like, they work for us, you know?
They're so, people are so afraid of taking 1 hour out of their day from work.
That's why they keep us busy. That's what busyness is.
Well, yeah, and, like, that's where, like, the selfish comes in. Like, yes. We're doing this at our own demise. We're doing this at our own demise. Like, we are so self-absorbed, like if it don't affect yes. me here and now, then I don't have to worry about it. But that's not true because, like, if someone is over there messing with, I think I can, how long does it take before it comes from his doorstep to mine? It's a mirror effect. Like, I don't know. We had to find a way to unite, and this just wanting to be convenience, that it's like it's coming at a cost.
It's like if you lose your house because of debt or something, you really need somewhere to go and somebody to help. So that's where we have to stand, like, together, so that, you know, if one person is being controlled, they have a way out of the control.
Yes, you know, like everybody else says we're not going to participate in whatever right. hurt them.
If
like,
you're going to do this, if you're going to do this to them, we're not going to help you at all. You know, like, we're going to stop. And that's the way it should be with this war, too. Like, if you're going to give all our money to the war, we're going to stop paying taxes or something. We're going to control you if you're trying to control all of our... Because that's our debt that they're creating and putting it on us. So our children are going to have less the more that they spend and crush America. They're crushing us right now. Like, we
like,
are trying
people are...
most of that debt.
Like, people were so worried about getting drafted. I'm like, that's not something I don't think we should worry about. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because they're not fighting wars with people anymore.
Oh, they will be. They'll do it just to get rid of you, because that's what population control is.
Well, yeah, they'll do it with bioweapons, nukes. They'll do it with, like, they're not.
You're right.
Like, we're done with, like, we're done with, like, hand-in-hand combat, Hunger Games stuff.
But that's the, like, favorite of the gods, you know? Like, the gods want to see all the blood and guts and gore and all the pain and suffering. Like, they're not the greatest gods that are talking us into war. You know, so I don't think we're getting out of, you know, people being put up in the front lines. Even if we have technology. Technology to me is like these toys that they would love to see a battle of the robots, but it's a waste of money. Who can afford it? They need to get rid of people. That's
just get shipped off. No, they're going to come here and... they're going to come here and get rid of them.
These people are going to do everything to get rid of us because we're in control right now. If we knew how much power we have, it would be over already. You know, but nobody's going to stand against these people because they look at America like it's this big machine that you can't just stop it. And you're saying, like, well, let's just stop paying. Well, how many people are really going to do that? Same thing with the elections. How many people are going to stop trying to elect these idiots?
Or something. Another entity coming in and just taking over.
We need another way to do it. So that people will choose a better way.
The other entity will be the aliens.
People just aren't taking it seriously. Like, where
the aliens will be lying to us, just like our government.
Yeah, well, we're used to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how they're going to play us next. They're going to think we'll believe the aliens. We never did that before.
But, yeah, it's a new times.
Yes. It's going to put Pelosi.
It's a different tactic. She's going to have Sasquatch on her.
Well, Sasquatch will be an alien that comes to take over the world.
Yeah, I don't go there. That theory sucks. Oh, man.
Interesting. A bunch of hairy asses controlling
us. All this doom and gloom, and, like, I hit the razors tonight, but I get what really got me going was... tying in Sasquatch with the aliens. That's like, that's taking it too far, man.
Well, so where do you think they come from?
I thought that Pelosi with Grandma Pelosi would call up the hall and tell them that the Sasquatch is coming upstairs with a hammer.
Never mind.
Get ready for something new.
And it's
what's new? Paul Pelosi. Paul Pelosi's always getting hammered. Paul Pelosi gets hammered all the time.
The Sasquatch is coming up the stairs with the hammer.
What is it,
Paul Pelosi? Paul Pelosi's hammered regularly. No.
Well, I would be. I would be too. I was married to Nancy.
And what she might have told
us? Yes, you don't know what she's doing.
Well, no, I met Stone. I don't want to get hammers.
Well, don't. Don't get too excited. The hammer will not have hair. The Sasquatch will. Oh,
but yeah, we do. We definitely need some unity. I mean, that's like, we got to get that. We got to get it.
Weren't we talked into fighting and competing? And, like, when you look at everything, it was what they talked us into. And we've got to do the opposite of what they're trying to get us to do. Like, they would like a civil war right now over the elections being stolen again. Like, how many times they need to steal it to get us to fight each other?
And it's not about fighting each other. We need to be against them. Because we're seeing
that. Yes, it shouldn't be that way. How illegal is that for them to rig the elections every time and then laugh at us because we can't stop them?
And then, like, they tell us that we
can't go in. How do you stop the government?
Yeah, we can't even watch them count the votes and all of this stuff. What the hell is that, man?
And why is it always so close? Like how could a state with 2 million people, 3 million, or 10 million, 20 million people, like have a vote difference of 7,000 votes? Tell me a break.
Explained that they took the vote that came in early, and they just distributed them, like counted them one box at a time.
And you had computer algorithms. You had like 30%, 33% of the machines like down in red areas. Like, I mean, just the computers itself can flip it.
Right. Yeah, and probably you can't prove or disprove it, right?
Well, no, like, you can, if you go back, it's just the obvious.
I mean, you can look at 2,000 mules, but if you just look at the guy who created Hammer and Scorecard, and the one that created the software for it, he actually says, like, he regrets doing that.
Why?
Because we all got set up.
You can go look him up. That's why I said, 2,000 mules is good, but if you want to know, the origins, look up Hammer and Scorecard and the creator of that. And that, he actually regrets, coming up with this software and stuff. Like, if you listen to him and his story, he is a freaking genius. Like, I can't explain it like he does. But look up Hammer and Scorecard. I forget his name, but he created Hammer and Scorecard, these machines that count the votes and the algorithms and how it's done and stuff. He's a fascinating individual. It's like watching Snowden and Einstein. You know what I mean? He's a cross. He is a really good, intelligent person, but...
So the question is, why does it have to be complicated? Why does it have to be like you can't explain how it's done? Like counting the votes.
No, I'm saying he explains how he created the software and how he got flipped.
You're talking about software that can flip the vote or control the vote, right?
Yes. But it's
so
how,
so that's the I, joke is like what why isn't the I software just published so that everybody can see it and that we can decode it ourselves and see what they're doing to us? Like, how could it be proprietary, the software for a voting system? It's just nonsense. So this is how deceptive they are. Like, they should be deceptive. If it's deceptive, it shouldn't be used. Go ahead.
I'm going to look him up real quick, and I'll find the thing for you. But
Tony,
you know what I mean? That's
exactly what it's doing. It's keeping you wondering. How?
Exactly.
Why?
I know how. It's the joke is that I wouldn't allow it at all, and I don't know why anybody would.
I mean, part of the issue is we're being run by these software engineers, these IT tech guys. Mad scientists.
So they run the programs the night before the election for, testing it, and they all test fine. As soon as they start them up in the morning, they're popping out votes saying that they don't work and stuff, like 90%. And they have to put them in a box if they don't work. So it's like this thing can't scan the votes in the morning, but it tests fine the night before. And mostly in red you know, places that they knew were going to turn out a lot of votes. So it slowed down the voting, confused everybody. Most people didn't know where their vote went or how it was going to be counted. And that made a whole bunch of boxes that they had to keep emptying so that they could control the numbers. You know, like what Scotty was saying about keeping it close. Well, the reason they kept it close was so they could say that the Democrats won everything the whole time. Until they figure out how to scam us by the end of the count, you know.
But the killer part is like, I just wonder about some of these people on the right that people lionize, like even Trump. Like, dude, you have you raised over like I think it was over $100 billion, or it might be $100 million. But he raised a lot of money. He didn't even, like, he's not doing anything with it. Like, you would think that he would be making it rain.
Yes, he is. He just declared tonight he's running for president. 2024.
Yeah.
There you go. That's where his money's going.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to raise even more.
We're gonna forget
that he has that money, and we're gonna donate to him again.
Well, that's how you become a star politician. If you can raise money, you can go right to the top of the party.
The truth is that nobody is good enough for us, you know. And then that's what's going on. We're getting the crap, and we get to choose between the worst crap. It's gonna take us down, not help us. It's not going to give our children a future. Like, look at Biden. He comes in, he runs from his basement. Nobody shows up at his rallies. You know, like, he ends up winning anyway. And then this election, the same thing, that they, you know, the votes look like they're, you know, together the whole time. It's not possible. And then, you know, like the way that election machine, when you turn it on in the morning, it doesn't do the same thing the night before. That's programming, obviously. And it wasn't just that machine. It was all of them in the red areas in that state. You know, so it's like, it's obvious that that's what's going on.
But these are all the new ways. But these Republicans, the Republicans aren't even standing up for themselves. Like, they don't even care.
How much?
Like,
it's like after so long of fighting, you can't win because nothing happened last time. The basement guy won. That's ridiculous.
Well, because part of it is Mitch McConnell. That's a huge part. Is Mitch McConnell?
I haven't seen a real election yet my whole life.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't even vote. Like, why vote? Like, why even vote? I mean, like I said, I would rather try to maintain my say by not giving somebody my permission to speak on my behalf.
Help your neighbor. Make somebody smile. Well, John, door number two.
Planet number two.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Ha, It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B,